Me tuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa. And as you heard in the news, we are mourning one of our leaders, Neville Baker, who passed away yesterday. So our love and support goes to the whānau and to Kay Michelle as well. We heard from our Dame Iritana Tawhi Whirangi on news, and she's here to join me so that I am able to mihi our rangatira. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Dame Iritana. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Irirangi Wātea. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, dear.
Very sad news. Neville Baker, done heaps of mahi all the way back to, you know, the 60s, 70s and 80s. A generation, and, you know, you're in that generation that at a very seminal time of Māori development, being the, you know, 70s and 80s, particularly language, land, treaty settlements, politics, he was right there along with you all.
Oh, he was a very influential Department of Māori Affairs officer, and was very involved in driving a number of policies that were driven to underpin Māori responsibility and development. I've been associated with Neville since 1972, and in that time he had a very critical a role. He was the president of the Māori Welfare Officers Association, and amongst the many things that Neville was influential in moving was, in fact, the review of the Department of Māori Affairs, which was a submission led by him and all of us, to ask Duncan MacIntyre to undertake a government review of the Department of Māori Affairs, mainly because we felt that it was less focus on Māori development and too much focus on government. And so that review took place, which led to Duncan MacIntyre actually ensuring that the review was undertaken. It was undertaken by Karapukatapu, who had just come back from England, and so he reviewed the department, and then as a result of that, the department, he was appointed the head of the department of the secretary. And as you know, Claudette, and many Māori know, when Kara came in, there was a major change in the role and purpose of the Department of Māori Affairs. Neville was a key a leader in that at that time, and in many other things. But for me, I think that was a major kaupapa that changed the Department of Māori Affairs and its relationship with our people.
Yes, absolutely. You know, at that time, you know, it was, you know, you worked really hard for Māori development, against a tidal wave of Pākehā backlash and racism, systemic racism. And, you know, it was kind of like the devil you do, you know, the devil if you do it and the devil if you don't do it. It was a really hard road to hoe back in those days to get Māori to the forefront ahead of what was intrinsically systemic racism of that time.
Yeah, you know, such policies, Claudette, as, you know, Tūtangata, Kōkiri Centres, Marae Enterprises, you know, Matua Whangai, all those policies that were focused essentially on engaging Māori more and acknowledging their role. And so, you know, Neville's played over those years, even when the Department of Māori Affairs was disestablished, Neville became very, very a key driver in the non-government area. So he had a lot of influence in the corrections, in the Commissioner Police Forum, which we all sit on, in you know, a number of organizations. He was an arch negotiator, and you know, negotiating is a very, very a very challenging role, because to negotiate, he was able to get the other side to understand, and to also understand where they were coming from. And so, you know, his negotiating skills were really outstanding. But he was also a very, very sharp mind, and he was non-compromising in what he believed in. And even when it got him into a bit of hot water, he stood resolute. So, you know, people of that caliber are, as you know, Cody, are absolutely, you know, vital in terms of Maori development, but also in terms of the role that Maori can play in strengthening our nation. Neville played a major role in that, and right to the day he died, he was still, you know, negotiating from his sickbed. So, real, non-compromising.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I, in my role as a journalist, find is that in order for us to move forward proactively, we do very much have to know the genesis of some of the policies that have impacted on us negatively. And absolutely, that was where, you know, the likes of yourself, Neville, Carter, yeah, you know, a whole range of those that worked back in government back in the day, you know, Matua Whangai, they were just you very necessary information in order for us to plot a track going forward.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Claudette, I wanted to say that all that energy that our generation, Neville and all of us, were involved in and lucky enough to be involved in, have led to what I believe is a major hope and optimism for the future. Because I think the younger generation, and you're in that category, are a different lot of people who have skills that many of us sort of had to find for ourselves. I think today we've got a Maori generation that are more government au fait, and more, you know, aware of the Maori role, and to be able to drive forward, acknowledging not just Maori for Maori's sake, but Maori for the sake of a better nation. You know that, you've been in this business, and but to do that, it's very hard to break down the shackles of yesterday.
Yes, and indeed. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Dame Iletana. Always wonderful to call it all with you.
Kia ora, all the very best. Okay, dear. Kia ora.
Dame Iritana Tafi Fidangi, thanks very much.